Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hi, it's Sunday, March the 4th, 2012. This is your host, Sandra London, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra. I'm going to be having a very special guest interview this evening. One of my great girlfriends, Adriana, she's going to be calling in a little later, and we'll be discussing the wonderful world of Live and Grind. And I'm also going to be playing one or two songs that I have on standby here, and I will also be doing a live reading of one of my erotic stories that I've written and is published on toliveandgrindinla.com, my official website, but which I've never actually read on camera or on audio for you guys. So that should be pretty cool. I hope you all will enjoy that. Just to let some of you know a little bit about me who may not be familiar with me, I'm an exotic dancer, glamour model, adult film actress, erotica writer, as well as a trade show speaker. And you can find out a lot more about me and the different things I've done with my career on my media page, which is on my website, toliveandgrindinla.com. And I actually started uploading a couple new songs and all, but it seems like they're lagging a little bit, but I think I can find a way to rectify that for you all so you can jam along with me because these are some great songs. I'll also be providing a few adult news updates, different news articles I've read online about the world of, like, the exotic adult industry. So I'll be reading that stuff, too. I'll go ahead and start out right now with a song that comes from Naked Girls Radio's very own Cheech Marley, featuring Tone Yates, and it's a song called Freak Show, and it's one of the songs that Jess and I from Naked Girls Radio, we discussed during that first episode. It's a really cool, fun party dance song, so I hope you all enjoy that, and as soon as we're done with that, we'll get right back into the show and continue forward. I hope you enjoy it. It's Freak Show by Cheech Marley, featuring Tone Yates. Here you go.
Thank you.
There you go, everybody. That was Freak Show by Cheech Marley featuring Tone Yates. And you can hear more of his music at nakedgirlsradio.com at your leisure. I'm going to go ahead and share some updates on what's been going on with my site and things like that. Let's see. I've been doing this birthday countdown thing because my birthday is actually 20 days from now. And I started on the 29th day, 29 days leading up to my actual birthday. And so what I was kind of doing was just sort of like revealing some, you know, not widely known secret or some kind of information about me. I'm not quite sure why. I just thought it would be kind of fun, you know. And it's actually getting kind of hard to think like, huh, what do some people know that maybe not everyone, like, and what should I reveal on this day or that day? So I'll just kind of briefly skim over, like, some of them. I won't go into full detail because, you know, you can just go check that out. I don't want to bore you to death, but maybe you'll be excited and thrilled. Who knows? But one of the most recent secrets was that, scuba diving and snorkeling, like, scares the crap out of me. Like, the idea of it, I just would never want to be faced with that kind of an opportunity, I guess. Like, that doesn't sound very thrilling to me. So if you guys have been following along with the news with, you know, that report of that dude who's, like, married, and he took a sweetheart to Australia, and she didn't quite make it back, yeah, that would probably be me, and it wouldn't even be his fault. Yeah, it's not cool to me. Also, I'm double jointed. I have, like, a super strong, like, I don't know, hitchhiker's thumb. It's very pronounced and kind of awesome, but it sometimes ruins pictures despite my best intentions. And I'm trying to remember. I don't remember what else. Let's see. I really love great quotations. So in the place of religion, I'd rather read, like, a really great quote, and that could just change, like, my whole mind frame, no matter how I've been feeling, like, leading up to that moment. So just inspiring words or great things like that, I think that's much more useful to me than, like, I don't know, what, church? Anyways, I also wanted to share, I guess, a few little things about, like, for example, my YouTube channel, Sandra London TV. the top rated video is Little Miss Dangerous, and that, I'm pretty sure right now it has well over 100,000 views, and that was shot like last April. I'm really excited and happy about that, especially since, you know, since I'm a dancer and I'm dancing in it, and I'm sexy dancing. That's a lap dance video that, you know, so many of you out there love it so much. Thank you so much for loving it. And I don't know. I guess let me go ahead and move into a few adult news updates that I'd like to share. For example, there's like FetishCon coming up in August, and I'm kind of excited about that. I don't know if I'll make it there, but I will most likely try to if I can, especially if I can host a seminar or something like that. But I was very pleasantly surprised to see that one of the women who is on my FOM page, Isabel Wren, she's actually scheduled to appear and to give a seminar on how to be a successful model. So I wish her so much, you know, success and fun with hosting that seminar, and maybe I'll be there to watch it. Like, that would be awesome. And I've never actually been to FetishCon. I've done, you know, the Exotica Expos last year and the European Summit in Prague, and those were excellent, and I look forward to expanding, I guess, my own reach, my own knowledge in different areas of the adult industry. But I think that would be fun, you know, to learn more and more about. They have, like, seminars on different types of kink communities, and I know that there's all kinds of slang and terminology and sort of, I don't know, each different level has their own code, and so, I mean, there are things I probably know more than I know about, and there are others that I'm probably really clueless, so it might be fun to check something like that out. But anybody that might be interested in that, you could go to fetishcon.com and learn all you need to know. But it's going to be over about 3 or 4 days in August out in Tampa, and yeah, maybe you'll have the time of your life, especially in their dungeon that they're planning on doing. The other thing I just saw, which was via XBiz, was that that whole ordinance with requiring condom usage for adult film production in the city limits, that measure, which passed back in January, a 9-1 vote, it passed through the LA City Council. That goes into effect tomorrow. I guess they're still working out the particulars in regards to all that, but yeah, effective within less than 4 hours, that's going to be the deal. So, I don't know. I've heard different musings and, you know, thoughts of the industry moving out to Arizona, Vegas, you know, or doing more in places like Miami, where there are already a ton of studios. I'm not quite sure exactly what's going to happen or, you know, what the future holds in that regard, but I thought you all might want to know that in case you were unaware. And let's see. I'm trying to think of what else. I've been working a lot on a bunch of different side projects that'll be, like, integrated either with my existing site, with my main site, To Live and Grind in LA, and things that are completely kind of a side project, like a couple, I don't know, possible independent film production, publishing my erotica anthology. I have about 15 different stories that I want to put together all in one beautiful little montage with some sexy, sexy pictures. And then that comic book that I spoke about in my last episode last week, that may come to pass during the holiday season. So I'll keep you all updated on all of that. But I also wanted to go ahead and remind you once again, I'll be reading a live reading of The Law of Lizards, which is actually dedicated to Eileen Wuornos. If you don't know who she is, look her up, and you'll probably laugh or be horrified. I have no idea which But yeah, so stay tuned for that. And then meanwhile, what I'm going to do right now is play another song in just a few seconds here. I need to pull it up because, yeah, there were like a few little technical snags while I was trying to upload some more music just a bit ago. And don't forget that I will be interviewing one of my all-time favorite gal pals, Adriana, very shortly. And you definitely want to stick around for that. And that's going to be cool. So give me 1 second here while I get you ready for some more music. So while that's loading, I will go ahead and give you guys the number to call in. If you'd like to call in before or after or during my interview with Adriana, you can reach us at 858-815-2333. Once again, that number is 858-815-2333. And I'm going to be playing the song Nasty by Cherry Kiss. So sit tight, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy.
Thank you.
Hello. Oh la la, hello? Hello there.
Hello. Sorry about that. Is this
my girl? Is this Adriana?
This is. How are you doing?
Hey, Mommy. How are you? Hey, everybody listening at home or wherever you are. This is Adriana calling, the beautiful girl I was telling you all about just a bit ago. What's going on?
Not much. I'm excited to talk to you today.
Yes. Well, as you are well aware, I have tons of questions for you that I'd love for you to explore.
I'm
with
sure
me.
You do.
Yes. So
you can dig in.
Let's go ahead and get started. I guess I'll start out with just letting everybody know that I've known Adriana for a good 5, 6, 7 years, and we met as dancers, and we hung out for lunch. That was the first time I ever met her in person. And she was a dream, super educated, super beautiful, very bussy, and just, like, awesome. We're like, that's why I put Bosom Buddies in the title of today's post. If you guys have all seen that, if you haven't, you should check it out. But, yeah, like,
that's an accurate description.
Yeah.
Of you and I both, I think, yeah.
Definitely.
We gotta get back together again, topless, and like sure settle the score. No. But anyways, yeah. So I guess we can go into like discussing the adult industry and what it's like as Black women in the adult industry, or just exotic women or what have you. And so
women of color.
Women of luscious color. No. But anyway, yeah, if you want to share with my listeners what you think are the advantages, I guess, of working in the sex industry as a woman of color, I guess, compared to maybe if you're to work like a vanilla job as an alternative, like why would you think it's better or not to work in the adult industry? What makes it awesome?
That's a good question. I'm not sure if I say it is better than maybe a vanilla type position. I would definitely say that it's different. And
well,
it's
what about
different.
The income?
Oh, well yeah. Well, depending on what facet of the adult industry you get into, the income can be exponentially, 10 times more than your vanilla day job. But is it better? Is it worse? It's just different. And I think the key to being a Black woman in an entertainment industry or in an adult industry is to kind of own your worth and own yourself and don't buy into what people may try and tell you along the way, because you are just as good as the next woman walking down the street, whether she's of color, no color, lighter color, darker color. So it's definitely different, but it's great. It's great in the fact that, depending on what facet of the industry you are working on, when they need an exotic model, a model of color, that's you. You're the
right,
one
you
want to
be that person.
For the
you wanna,
position.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I can understand that. I guess with your experience in the adult industry, were there times when you first entered where you were like, you felt like your eyes were opened anew or something, or like you found out any harsh or even welcome realities to different things, just in general? I mean, not even on a racial level, but just like about men, about like the way the world works. Do you think it made you have a more more realist mindset towards things, or do you feel like you remained pretty much the same as you were before you entered the adult industry?
I would definitely say that I remained pretty close to what I was before I was even in the adult industry.
Uh-huh.
I've always been an outgoing, some would say over the top type of a personality.
Really?
And you know as well as I do that lends itself to being very successful in any type of an entertainment or an adult type of environment. So did it change me? No, not necessarily. Were my eyes open? I wouldn't really say in the way of men, because they are what they are, pretty much. But yes, to the sex industry itself, I was open to some very interesting things, and I think I probably did walk in as a prude, and I haven't come out yet on the other side, but I'm kind of navigating through the middle, and yeah, I'm far from a prude.
Right. Okay. So you feel like you still, that you're not jaded, like it didn't turn you into, like, I don't know.
No.
Sort of numb or anything like that, because I know that that's kind of a misconception that a lot of people, like, on the outside looking in, that they assume that you just become, you either are dead inside already or you become dead inside, this kind of thing. So,
that's an interesting thought that people have, because if you were to go into high power corporate sales and you were dead or jaded or a jerk and you made a lot of money, you're still going to be a jerk. If you go into the sex industry and you're jaded, it's probably not going to be the greatest fit, but the industry doesn't change you.
Right.
You are what
you
are,
bring your own,
and you
your
take
own
the
set of,
ups and the downs. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And you take the pitfalls just like you would if you were a legal secretary, you know?
Mm-hmm. Cool. I can agree with that. And then I guess
you have to be a strong character to actually be in the industry, no matter what facet you're in, whether it's, on-camera live movies, whether it's webcam, whether it's dancing, whether it's hosting Playboy Channel. You have to be a strong person.
Right. I would argue that. I would argue that it's kind of like it's the same with any form of the entertainment industry. I mean, we see how people are, you know,
they will pick you apart.
And just like acting, singing, any sort of, you know, high profile position where basically you're being paid to entertain people or to share a gift with the world, like, you know, this kind of thing, that if you have a strong core, that you're kind of, you know, you're thrown out to the wolves.
You're pretty much being paid to be put on display, and it's Darwinian survival of the fittest. You're either will sink or swim. So.
Right.
You know, you have to take it with a grain of salt. And, you know, I don't know if being a black woman in the industry, is that much different. I would say that, you know, I do have certain privileges and certain niches that I'm privy to that some blonde California fuck some white girls are not. But that door is open for me. So I guess you take the good and you take the bad.
And what niches would those be in particular? Like, do you have, like fetish customers that are, like, you're fetishized for being just you, basically? Or is there some, feature about you that, like, guys just really like, oh, I love this or that, or, ooh, back that up, kind of thing? Like,
what do you think
for you specifically, that guys are just like, oh, that's what I like about you, that's your unique selling proposition? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally know what you mean, and this is an interesting question. Am I more prone to people into fetishes? No, not necessarily, not because of my race or my ethnic heritage.
But just you, like something about you, like I know I like your boobs, but I don't, I'm a guy, so I don't know what dudes like. I do, I'm so sorry.
Well, if you want me to break it down to the very base level, I believe what they like is my genuine personality.
Okay.
Coupled with the way that I look, because I am in an entertainment-based industry, and I would have to say that I look pretty decent. So humbleness along with... Well, thank you.
Oh, don't be humble. Don't ever be humble.
I know, right? What did you say? Say that one more time.
I said don't be humble. Never.
No, but...
Never.
I think what they like is the ability to... be glamorous, be gorgeous, have a great, intelligent conversation, watch a heavyweight prize fight, watch CNN, talk about the news, go to Magic Mountain and go down a roller coaster,
to see personal.
And also have that exotic look is what they pretty much are after. We all know that men are visual, and if you want
indeed.
A dark skin, I don't necessarily have dark hair, my hair is blonde. But if you want a dark-skinned and exotic feature, an interesting look, then call me. No.
Ooh, look at that. Well, okay.
Just kidding.
So what?
That was a joke.
What do your fans like to see you wear? Like, what do they request? Do they go, oh, I want to see you in stockings, or like, you know, this or that. Like, what's your top request for like clothing when they're like, put this on or that, or I want you to take pictures wearing this or something? Like, what are they like?
You know
to
what?
See you
funny enough, this is a really good question. There was actually a topic on a very popular social networking site that mentioned the difference between men and women. And you said, what is it that they request or what is it that they like? And
right.
You would almost think, every woman listening to me would almost think, oh, they just want a thong and a bra. Nope. They want mystery. They want a dress. Maybe even a V-neck dress that shows a bit of cleavage. But they want a dress. Maybe it hugs the curves. They want stockings. They want heels. They don't want platforms. They want the old flat heels with the peep toe.
The little Mary Janes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I've been like kind of pleasantly surprised or like tickled in a way to like to hear or see is that a lot of guys like costumes and like
yes.
I don't know, and stockings.
Yes.
I think I could probably have maybe guessed that without knowing, but like when they like legs and stockings they really like them. And when they like costumes, it can run the full gamut. Like, you know, different guys will like,
exactly.
You look like a superhero.
You can go from nurse to girl to Wonder Woman. Exactly.
Yeah, and that's kind of interesting because I know that, you know, trade shows like Comic-Con and things like that, they go all out.
They really want
like porn girls or like glamour models or anybody to come out and like be a superhero because their fans love it. And I'm like, that is so cute. Like, you know, guys are really like little boys at heart. I think that's kind of charming in a way.
And dress up is fun. It's fun for us and it's fun for them too. So.
Yeah. Definitely.
They don't want you to look like a swimsuit model. They want you to look like a 40s pin-up girl with the stockings and, you know, like you said, the Mary Jane.
Yeah. Well, do you by chance have, like, an Amazon wish list or anything like that or any particular stores that you like, where you like to receive stuff from or, like, a cool lingerie? Like, one of mine is I really like Agent Provocateur and...
Yeah. Oh, one of my favorites.
And, like, Flirt Catalog, these kind of things where they're just, like, the cutest. They know what guys like. And Fredericks. Fredericks is a very good... classic standby.
Yeah, you can't
beat
that for a full-breasted woman.
The stockings. No, the stockings, mm-hmm. the fur, the boas, the, mm-hmm. the little
They have outfits. They also have different, you know, costumes.
Yeah. So what's your favorite costume to wear, if you have one?
Well, my favorite costume would have to be a tie between kind of a carnival Mardi Gras look with the big ornate headpiece and the feathers and the big, you know, ornate beads and maybe just a little tiny pasty panty. And, of course, the beautiful heels. That would be a great costume, but it would be a tie between that and Wonder Woman. Because I grew up on Wonder Woman, so, you know.
Yeah, I grew up watching, like, what did I watch? Rainbow Bright, She-Ra, all these different things. But, yeah, I've heard that.
Yep.
That's like a top one with the whole Wonder Woman.
Yeah, thing. Wonder Woman, she was one of the first strong, smart, empowered women who did what the men did, and she did it better than they did. So all the girls grew up wanting
boots.
And jewelry. She had her bracelets and her tiara. She had jewelry.
Oh, definitely. Cool. All right. And so,
but some of my favorite stores, definitely I do have an Amazon wish list page. You can find that on my blog at Adriana Zur at blogspot.com. And I like Petco, Target,
Petco,
and Age Provocateur.
Petco, is this because of your dog?
Oh, it might be because of the little boy in the house.
Can you share with my
listeners
a little bit about
Petco.
Your awesome doggy?
her
dog, you guys,
right
is super
here.
Cute. I love him.
He's right here chewing on a chicken bone.
Would he like to say
guy.
Hello? Will he like
well,
to bark?
Oh. Let's see. You going to say anything? Say hello? No?
Puppy.
No, he's just trying to lick the phone. He's not.
Aww.
But he's a sweet, precious guy, and he definitely keeps me safe. He's my bodyguard.
He is gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to have to get you to, like, send in a picture for me so I can put it on my site of you and Doggy or your boobies and Doggy or whatever you like. Because that dog is awesome. But anyway.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's like my kid. He's a great guy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, so for all of you out there listening in, if you'd like to call, you can call 858-815-2333 to chat with the two of us. And we're going to keep going here because we've got plenty of stuff to discuss. But,
If you're in the LA area, call in.
Yeah, or you can call from anywhere. You can call from Nantucket.
Definitely.
Yeah, come say hi. But, going back to, like, I guess the dance scene, dancing in the club, do you have
I want to make a very small side note. While I was preparing for talking with you today, I know that I talk to you on a daily, you know, anytime at a diner, anywhere, but I was just getting, you know, caught up on your shows and you were talking about the pull.
Yeah.
And I thought your conversation, it was so cute, it was so darling. But when I used to dance, I was a pole maiden.
Really?
You cannot get on the pole in stockings. You will slide right off. Right off.
Well, yeah, I understand that, I guess, like, you know, I guess logically speaking, but for me, I'd probably just rather just fall.
It's in your head.
Just because it is in my head, and it just, like, that one day, that I just was like, let me give it a go. Oh, my God, that was, like, one of the biggest regrets of my entire dancing career. Not, like, some super horrible night or a horrible customer. No, it was, like, trying to climb that pole, you know, with no, just going at it raw.
With no net? I think
no
I felt
net.
What you were about to say, with no net, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? No worries. It's not a regret. I can give you about 15, 20 minutes. I can take you to a studio. I can teach you the whole thing. Climbing the pole, doing tricks on the pole, it's all about leverage. You do have to have a certain amount of strength, but I was lucky enough when I started my first club, one of the veterans taught me leverage. You know, we're little girls who weigh 120 pounds soaking wet. It's leverage. I know where to put my foot and my arm, and the trick that I do looks like it was way harder than it was because I learned the science behind the trick, and then boom, you just dazzle them with all the flips and turns and ups and downs and spins, and it's not hard. If somebody teaches you in the correct way.
No. Okay, you can show me. You and Jess, one day you guys have to, like, come bound and gag me and take me to a pole dancing studio and just be all you know, dommy towards me, be your sub and show me how to work that pole. But in the meanwhile,
like
no,
that.
But in the meanwhile, yeah, I'm more than willing to forego that. But yeah, but I do appreciate the offer, and I will take both of you up on it. So one of these centuries, I don't know when, but someday. But
it's that hard. It's fun. Once you get it out of your brain, and you actually realize that it's mechanics, it's just like engineering. It's
not that hard.
Good luck with that.
You know, already, anybody that knows
I'll even spot you.
I'm way too in my head, way too in my head. You're going to spot me? Does that mean I can fall on you then if I, like, fall?
That's what a spotter does. I will spot you, and you won't fall. If I tell you the way to position your body on that pole, you're not going to fall.
Do you have health insurance?
2020 hindsight, I only fell once
insurance?
On the pole.
You might be out of commish for a little bit if I fall on you. Depending on the angle and how freaking high up I get, I'm just going to cling to it and just hold it. I'm just going to, no, I just want to hold it. I just want to hold it. I just want to hold the pole. I don't want to.
Well, you know, they have the ones that spin on their own, and you can be like 2 feet off the ground, and it'll look like you're doing an amazing trick when you're not doing anything. So.
Yeah, no, that's even more of a mindset for me. My old club, they actually installed one of those spinning ones, and I thought, yeah, I was like, I thought, you know, finally, that looks like it's going to make everything so much easier.
They will make
you
throw up all over yourself.
Ew. And,
you'll just get dizzy and sick because they spin out of control and you can't control what you're doing.
It's not the kind of liquid I want all over me.
We digress. We're supposed to be talking about fun, delicious, naughty topics.
Fun, away from spewing and...
Yeah.
No.
We don't want to grow up on stripper poles.
What I was going to ask you, like, what were your favorite songs to dance to? And which songs went over best with customers? Or, like, and the genres as well. Like, which was it classic? Was it, like, funk?
Mm.
Top 40?
Well.
Top 40 pop, this kind of thing.
My favorite, as you know, I'm pretty eclectic. I go from A to Z. Some of my go-tos and my favorites were slower songs because, you know, it's easier to dance to a slow song, even if you have no idea who the artist is. You can just still dance to it. But one of my favorites, it was kind of my key song, my go-to song, is Yes by Floetry. It's a very sensual, soft, slow, like it's painfully slow, but as long as you can listen to the music, it was one of my best songs, and it always did me well, I would say.
What about when you're not dancing and you're just want to get your fuck on, like what do you... Sorry,
I don't do
that.
I'm not that lady.
Oh
I do not do my fuck.
You don't have sex?
Is it gonna say my bleep?
Wait,
where's the buzzer? Okay.
What?
Well, if I feel like a rendezvous,
like in general, like
I really do like Sade, and I like Maxwell, and I like an artist called Emile LaRue. She used to be with Groove Theory. She's now, you know, branched off on her own. But I like,
Tell Me song.
From that old group. She's branched off. She does her own thing, and her voice is amazing.
Sweet.
Oh. So those are some of my rendezvous songs, even though I don't rendezvous. I don't do that.
I didn't say rendezvous. I said sex. You're being mean.
You said
naughty. No, I'm just kidding. No, because
those are some
for
great
me,
songs.
For me, it's hard to answer that question in a way because I don't necessarily need music on to have sex, but... I guess.
It helps with the beat, the motion, the flow.
Well, sometimes
it
helps, but at the same time, since I've been dancing, just even regular dancing since I was, like, able to walk, it's just sort of like I'm always trying to move to the beat. So that can be a little bit weird. Like, okay, yeah, that's, like, messing up the rotation. If you're like, you know, You know, because it's...
You're dancing
you know,
to your own drummer? Is that it?
Yeah, it becomes its own show within a show when I'm just trying to get my grind on. It's awkward. I don't really
know. That means you're centered. You're moving the hips. You're centered.
Oh, okay. All right, well...
But you should definitely try a little Sade and a little Maxwell the next time that you have a rendezvous.
Oh.
Try it.
I will. I'm trying to... Okay, let's see. I still want to try to give an answer, though, of, like, who I'm... You know what? I guess it's easier when there aren't always so many lyrics, or if it's, like, foreign lyrics, or I'm not even going to understand it anyway, so... Like, Buddha Bar is one of my all-time favorite CDs because they're, like, a bunch of international artists and a lot of it's just music in and of itself. And, like, yes, I just get, you know, lost in the melody. And then,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, there's this Amir Diab, he's Egyptian, and his music is sexy, but I don't even know what the hell he's saying, if he's saying anything, and
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's hot. But anyways, I see I have, like, another caller right here, so maybe we got somebody to come chat with us.
Yay.
Maybe that's a good thing, or maybe it's going to be like, oh, my God, the fuck.
Maybe they will give, you know, their viewpoint on a rendezvous song. Hmm.
Ooh, yes, let's find out. 1 second. Okay, you're on the air, caller. This is Sandra London with Playtime with Sandra on the radio with Adriana. Who's this?
Well, hello, this is Kevin.
Well, hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Kevin.
I'm doing great. I'm just enjoying listening to the both you banter.
Yeah.
And,
Are we bantering?
I think we're bantering. Yeah.
did you have fun? Do you want to add in, like, a favorite, like, sexy
Definitely.
Song or something?
You know what? Caller Kevin, I would love to hear your take on, you know, beautiful women of color and what attractions may be or may not be. I would love to hear the man's point of view, if you could chime
Ooh,
in on that.
That's a good idea. Yes, please do share, Kevin.
Well,
I think
that for me, it's an attraction of both the personality and the look. You know,
what kind of look do you like? What kind of look gets you, like, around?
Well, I've always liked dark skinned women, and I just I think that,
you know what, if I could interject, I don't mean to interrupt, but how long have you liked dark skinned women since you were very very young? Like, even
well, yeah.
then it may have been not okay to enjoy them? No, I'm just wondering.
Well, hey,
I'm asking the hard questions.
No. Well, no. He may not want to reveal his age. No. To say if it's forever, like...
Well, it's been an attraction for a long time. And,
so it's like college, high school...
Well, yeah, college and after.
Ooh.
It was really my first experience, and I've remembered it ever since.
Oh, that is very nice. That's very
sweet. Do you still talk to her, or you just think about her?
Well, I just think about her. I don't date her anymore.
Yeah, well, that's sweet. That's really cool.
Yeah, that's very sweet. We
okay,
love
like
the
favorite,
male point of view. It's nice.
What's your favorite sexy song, though? Or, like, artist or something, like, for music?
What gets you
well,
in the mood, Kevin?
I'm sort of a smooth jazz fan myself.
Mm. Yeah,
nice.
You know, there's such a wide spectrum of music that, you know, really it does everything from set the mood to continue the mood to...
Okay, I have a question. Are you familiar with Michael Franks or Boney James or any of them?
Boney James is very good.
That's awesome. I love Michael Franks. That's probably my favorite kind of jazzy type singer.
I've been listening to Michael Frank since his career first took off, and Boney James, Rick Braun, you know, those that sort of genre of music is what
right
I enjoy.
On. Right.
That's
on.
Nice.
That's nice.
Cool. Huh. So are you near? Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
And of course, Sade.
Yes.
That's a delicious one.
That's
I love that
quintessential,
one.
Yeah. Yes, that is the mood music.
Well, listen, ladies,
that's the kind of music that you want to go and listen to, you know, the summer series in the park. A good smooth jazz band. Summer's coming up, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Music time.
Yes. And then, okay, one last question. Feel free to answer it or not. Have you ever had a threesome?
Wow.
Who are you asking? Oh, sorry.
Kevin first, and then I was going to... Well, I know you've had a threesome meeting.
No, I'm being facetious.
I was there.
Yeah. I think I saw you out of the corner of my eye. I think so.
Oh, no, no. Was that fun for you, or was it, like, kind of too much all at once, too, like, overstimulation or something?
Who are you asking?
You, Kevin.
Well, it was now. If I had, it would not have been overstimulation.
Right.
And
yeah.
It would have been just awesome.
Nice. Well, that's cool.
That's all I'm
going to
say about that.
That sounds good. I'm glad you were able to enjoy. Very nice.
That's really cool. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing all that. You're welcome to hang out with us some more and keep talking. I was going to actually ask you, Adriana, if you've ever been to any, like, sex clubs or, like, nudist resort type thingies. Because, like, I have. I've been to, like,
so
probably six or seven or so. But one of my favorites was Power Exchange in San Francisco. And then there's another one in Paris. I'm forgetting the name right now, but it was in the 8th, like, Champs-Élysées area. But I think they're kind of fun, but I don't, like, some people, when I tell them I've gone, they're, like, all, like, surprised and shocked. And then there are very few who are like, oh, me too. Oh, I've been there. But what about... I don't think I've ever asked you that in all these years.
You know what? I think that they give you that reaction because they think that it's a taboo. And what most people don't know, I've only been to one, and I went to Hedonism. It's a well-publicized, free love resort, you might say.
Is that the one in Jamaica?
In Jamaica.
Yeah.
It was the first time I'd ever been to anything like that. And I'm not a prude by any means, but I went with a group of friends, and we all wanted to experience whatever hedonism was. And I'm sure as any, different types of establishments might be, they had a level 1, 2, 3. We were in the level 3. It was one of the best experiences, and what I would have to tell people listening is it's not weird. It's not dirty. It's not nasty. Everyone there is
and there's like,
uber,
and there's always like a huge,
uber
there's like
respectful.
There's always a total protocol of everything of like, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
You know,
I've had people be more leery and disgusting on the
like,
street of L.A. than they were at that.
Yeah, through the
drive-thru.
People are more
exactly.
disgusting in the drive-thru. Yeah. No, but I do like how with the majority of the reputable sex clubs anyways, that they're always very respectful, yes, and they always have sort of like, if you'd like to join in, you do this, and if they say no, then you just go on and about your
exactly.
life.
Exactly, it's very opt-in.
And they do,
you
like,
know?
There's nothing weird about
I will
it.
Tell
I
you
awesome.
A really funny, quick story. The second evening that me and a big group were there, and was not aware that the water slide was closing off.
Oh, wait, you're breaking up a little tiny bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me
there
now?
There we go. Much better, yeah.
Okay. I went down a water slide that was built into the nightclub, was not aware that it was clothing optional. By the time I got up to the actual steps of the stair, my friend had already gone down, and the operator told me, oh, she already left. You have to go. So I was forced to strip down naked. And I went through a water slide that, mind you, is Jamaica hedonism. The water slide ran through the middle of the nightclub, and it was a very steep water slide that you had to walk manually up all the stairs to go back and retrieve your clothes from the lady who just took them off of you. So I
That's
was
awesome.
Asshole naked in Jamaica, and you know what?
But were you sharing?
I had a better crowd. Everyone
when you reached the bottom, though, when you reached the bottom of the slide, were you joining all the other naked nudies down there?
Yeah, and it was just like what Woodstock probably was in the 60s. Everyone was respectful, fun, and we were naked. I was looking at you. You were looking at me. We were all doing the same thing.
Right
and
on.
It's really something that you should experience. Get rid of your hang-ups. If you want to go to a place like that, you know, go to hedonism.
That's cool.
They have level 1, 2, 3. You can go to the light level.
Right on.
Because I went to the main level.
Well, all you listeners out there, she is wholeheartedly recommending hedonism in Jamaica. And I've never been, but it does sound like a heck of a lot of fun.
We should go together. I think we would tear that place up.
Let's do some uncharted territory where we've both never been. We gotta look something up, cool. But yeah, but okay, I'll do that too if you're offering. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. I heard that.
Okay, so I was telling. I'm like, what? Hook it up. Hook me up. Maybe
but
no.
I know, right? I heard you. Thank you.
Yes. No. Okay, so I have like a little less or a little more than a minute left. I was telling the listeners and everyone that I was going to do a live reading of the Lot of Lizards, and I have a little voice coming in. You have 90 seconds thingy, so if you want to stay on the line, you can stay on the line here, Adriana, but I'm going to read it real quick, and it's not really long. It's like a very short naughty poem that I actually dedicated to Eileen Wuornos, you know, that like Florida serial killer horror
mm-hmm.
girl.
Yeah.
All right, let me just find where I put it. Oops. Where is it? Okay, and I'll read it because, when the time runs down, I get all nervous. It, like, makes me all...
Don't be nervous.
Okay, anyway, so here it goes. The Lot of Lizards, an erotic humor, erotic thriller, dedicated to Eileen Wuornos. Okay, Eileen's just set up shop, and she's new. You've only to hand over her due. She'll swing her ass round and her panties right on down till you've humped, till you've pumped, till you're blue. The end. There we go, the Lot of Lizards. You heard it here first time ever live reading, and you'll be able to hear that and many more. Like, yeah. Stay tuned for all that. But I have 10 seconds left. Thank you so much, Adriana. Everybody, if you want to check her out, go to Adriana Azure, AZZURE, .blogspot.com, and you can find her wish list and more about her and her beautiful pictures. And I'm going to get a picture of her dog one day, and I will post it, promise. check out.
I'm
going to
picture
dog. Yeah, check out nakedgirlsradio.com now for the second hour of Playtime with Sandra, nakedgirlsradio.com. Have a good evening and sweet dreams. Good night.
Thank you for all the callers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.